What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, Cluck Podcast listeners, Ted Cluck here, logging on to tell you about the Spring Street Cigar Company, our presenting sponsor for the next few episodes of the Cluck Podcast. Spring Street Cigars is a company based out of Tupelo, Mississippi, with 9 and soon to be 10 stores. Jackson, Tennessee is the first store outside of Mississippi and opened in October of 2023, located at 107 West Main in downtown Jackson. The store features a walk-in humidor with the area's largest selection of premium cigars. Spring Street also carries an extensive selection of pipe tobacco and smoking accessories. Additionally, the store offers 3 floors of gathering space with a full bar, comfortable lounge seating, and a private members lounge. They also have an intimate event space, the Basement Speakeasy, which hosts live music, stand-up comedy, cigar events, and is available for private rental. Check out springstreetcigars.com for all of your cigar and pipe needs. Again, that's springstreetcigars.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're listening to Cluck, the podcast where Ted Cluck and Josh Loftus talk about the things that make them happy. Because we can. Let's do it.
What's going on, everyone? Josh here, and I'm without Ted. Ted is not here. Ted has had a very busy week with both of his sons graduating, which is pretty cool, and something that we wanted to make sure Ted had all the time he needed to enjoy the frivolity, to feel all the feels, to be there for his kids. And unfortunately, that meant that our regular recording time was taken over by graduation stuff. But we wish him all the best, as well as his kids who are going into a pretty big time in their lives. I remember graduating. Do you guys remember graduating high school? Do you remember graduating college? I remember when I was seeing like my high school graduation get farther and farther away in the past. And then I remember that changing to my college graduation, and then that being very far in the past, and the weird feelings that that brings. But that's neither here nor there. Anyway, wanted to say is that Ted's not here, so we weren't able to actually get an episode recorded, but did not want to leave you guys without something to listen to this Wednesday, because you guys are awesome and we love you. So I am soloing it today, but don't worry, lest this turn into an episode of The Briefing, which I promise you it will not. Wanted to share with you guys a little treat, a little Cluck exclusive, if you will. As some of you know, hopefully some of you know, I enjoy from time to time tampering, if you will, putting, you know, my hat in the ring, dipping my toe into the creation of music, songs, putting verses together to hopefully mean something somewhat substantial. And I've got a few songs that are currently out on Apple and Spotify. You can find them just by searching my name. Basically, I have kind of two train tracks when it comes to songs. I'm either writing things about, you know, the church or you know, God, theology, or I write love songs to my wife, and there's really nothing in between. So the last couple songs that I released were for my wife, and I have completed a song that I really enjoy, I think is pretty cool. And this one is on the other train track. This one's a very theological song, but hopefully that does not mean that it is dry, dusty, and boring. But I thought that in place of a regular Cluck episode, I would give you guys, Cluck listeners, an exclusive sneak peek of my new single called Valente. Obviously a reference to the Latin Deo Valente, God willing. And it is a song about God's sovereignty. Sovereignty over life, sovereignty over creation, his power, his majesty. And because of that, we should be relying and dependent upon who God is, what he has done for us. And I wrote a song about it. And I hope you guys like it. So, again, not to take, you know, place of a regular Cluck ep. It's not going to be as funny. No album cover reviews. But we'll be back in the saddle after Ted's kids have kind of, you know, gone through all of the parties and all of the things that graduations bring about. But like I said, wanted to leave you guys with something to enjoy, something to listen to. So if you wouldn't mind, have a listen to my new single here and let me know in the comments what you think about it. It's going to be releasing out to the public probably in the summer sometime. I'm going to start hopefully promoting it here pretty soon. But I wanted you guys to have a listen and get some early, hopefully some early reviews on this new single. So let me know if you guys like it. Hopefully you do. And yeah, appreciate you guys listening. This is my new single coming out sometime this summer called Valente.
God is not sovereign.
God is not God. It's that simple.
Let light pierce the dark. One word, and this world glimmers with bright adoration. It dances at your will. Look up in the night. Look up and see the stars that you hung in their courses. With our street scale, with one voice the heavens declare that all life is Valente.
The God you believe in is not a sovereign God, that you really don't believe in God.
Your sovereignty ordains.
It's yours.